Well, this is an impressive Atlanta team that we've been looking at here the last couple of days. A very explosive offensively, as we know. Great group of receivers, tight ends, quarterback, running backs. Pretty solid offensive line. Defensively, very disruptive front. Got a good mix of experienced players in the secondary, linebacker, and then. Also got some young guys in there. Trufant's done a good job for him. Alfred looks like he's a pretty talented guy, along with some of their veteran players like, Dent and, of course, William Moore. And guys up front like Babineau and obviously Umanar is a very disruptive player. So, good solid football team. We don't know that things are always loud and competitive down there in the Dome, so. That'd be a big challenge for us, too, in terms of dealing with that crowd noise and, all that offensively. So it would be a big challenge for us this week. But I think the players are excited to get back to work and, see if we can string a few good days together here and get ready to go.
How different is it preparing for Matt Ryan and then the other quarterbacks that are coming up, Andy Dalton and Drew Brees, compared to the first three that you have to prepare for?
Yeah. Well, I think each team's got its own unique challenges. Every team has good players. Every team has guys you got to prepare for, and they're all different. So, preparing for Atlanta is different than preparing for anybody else, just like the teams we played were different than anybody else. So he's very good, does a good job with his pre-snap reads, uses all of his weapons, running backs, tight ends, receivers. I wouldn't say he's a big scrambler, but he can run and he can hurt you scrambling if you give him the opportunity. So you got to be cognizant of that. But he doesn't have many bad plays. He has a lot of good ones, and he's a real good quarterback.
With the defensive performance through three games, at least offensively, you keep stressing we still have a long way to go in improvement. How do you feel about the defense? Are you
feel like that about the whole team? Yeah, I think we it's September. And we still got a long, long way to go. A lot of things that we can improve on individually, fundamentally, in units, collectively as a offensive, defense, special teams units, and as a entire team. That's coaches, players, all of us. I think as a coaching staff, you're trying to, maximize your talent, your players, your scheme, and we're going through that process too. Some things that we found out over the first 3 weeks that. We would do a little bit differently knowing what we know now that we didn't know then. And I'm sure that'll be true in some of the succeeding weeks. So, that's part of our job, too, is to figure out what's best for this team, not some other team, but just this group of players, and what's our best chance to put together a good team that can win. And that's what we're trying to do. So I think that's incumbent on all of us. That's not limited to any individual, any group, or any unit. It's the entire football team. There's a lot of room for improvement. We need to keep working hard and gain ground on that. That's what we're trying to do every day.
Bill, as you've watched Matt Ryan since he came to the league to where he is now, what do you see today that he does, is improved on as he's gotten more time in an NFL quarterback situation?
I mean, he's pretty good at everything to me. He's got a good touch, does a good job throwing the ball down the field, reads coverage as well, doesn't make many mistakes, manages the game well, he's accurate, he's tough. I mean, he can definitely stand in there and throw the ball and take a hit. He has very few bad plays, let's put it that way. Very few. So consistency. I mean, I think that's a mark of any great player. He's pretty consistent. Every play, every game, every series, he does a lot of things right.
Outside of their commitment to run the ball last week, which seemed to be a little bit stronger than the first 2 weeks, what did you notice differently without Jackson and Snelling and Rodgers in there?
Well, it looks like whichever back's in there is productive. Snelling did a real good job for him. Had a big play on that short pass out in the flat, broke three or four tackles, went for 35 yards, whatever it was. Rodgers is an excellent runner, and he's good in a passing game too. He's a hard guy to tackle. He's quick, makes a lot of people miss. He's got good balance. Gets hit. He had a couple times where he got hit behind the line, still made yards. Kickoff returner. So he's got good vision. I think their backs are, they got good depth at that position.
Bill,
still with Gronkowski. How much of a steady progression have you noticed over the last, you know, since he started practicing?
He's definitely made progress.
You upgraded from doubtful to questionable last week. I mean, what kind of steps have you seen him take recently?
Just doing better. Football conditioning.
Is there a strength element of it for somebody like him where he had the arm injury and the back injury, and so that's a lot of time away from being able to lift weights and do those types of things?
Yeah, well, you know, like any player that's not able to do some things, they do what they can do. The things they can't do, they can't do. Things that they can do, they can do. And that's, I mean, hardly anybody has a full body injury. If they have an injury in one part of the body, they can still train other parts of the body. So that's the part of the body that's injured, then that's the part that needs to be rehabilitated. So that's a medical thing. That's not a coaching thing. I don't really have anything to do with that.
From a playing standpoint, do you feel
like
his strength is in a good place?
It's better than what it was.
Bill, he's obviously been a big part of your red zone offense in years past, and you guys right now are ranked 32nd in that category. If he were to return, what kind of boost can he give that red zone offense?
I don't know.
What improvements would you, specific improvements would you like to see overall in the red zone execution?
Well, number one, not turning the ball over. That'd be number one.
Any update on whether Amendola is close to return?
Nope. We'll, go out to practice and give you the practice participation report after we see where everybody is today. I'm not sure exactly where we all are. We'll find out.
Primarily
three
receivers on offense?
No, there's certainly some of that. But no, I wouldn't say primarily. No more than half. There's plenty of two backs and plenty of two tight ends and one back.
On Sunday, on the fourth down, you had Tom in the offense set up and kind of pretend like they're going to snap and then have them sprint off and the punt team come up. I'm just curious, what went behind that?
We decided to punt. So we sent the punt team out there. Well, it was a fourth and short situation. We had decent field position. Thought about going for it, but decided to punt it.
With OC playing in a new team, new system, what do you notice differently in terms of how they're employing him? They stand him up at times, maybe differently than you would see if you were preparing for him with the Giants?
They usually flip him, usually put him on the weak side of the formation. So he's not always in the same spot. I mean, both tackles, would have to block him, or tight ends, whoever you keep in over there. Drop them off into coverage a little bit. Giants did some of that in their blitz zones too, but I'd say I don't know if Atlanta's doing more of it or not, but he did that with them too.
How about Asante? As you sort of prepare for them and watch their defense, what do you see from him in terms of, is he playing at the same high level that you remember from the past at this stage in his career?
Well, he hasn't really played a whole lot. He played in the Baltimore game, had a tip ball, he returned that, for 30 yards or four, whatever it was. Then he missed some time in preseason, then he only played a few plays against St. Louis, then he played last week, so last week was really his first week back. But, he's still, similar to the player that we saw here. Quick, very instinctive, good ball skills. Pretty good pass defender.
You haven't seen Tony Gonzalez a ton over the years, but does he look like a 37-year-old tight end when he's out there, or is he still, playing at a very high level?
He's not an every-down player for him, say it was with Kansas City. He's in there, a decent amount, and certainly in there situationally, third down, red area. two-minute situations. He'll be in there then, and then he'll be in there at other times. You can't count on him being in there, but he's going to be in there too. You can't count on him not being in there either. It's just a question of how they decide to package their personnel groupings. But, you know, he's still very instinctive in the passing game. He knows how to get open. He knows, you know, he's got good size, and he's a tough guy to match up on because of his size and his catching skills and his athleticism. So no matter who you put on him, it's hard to find the right guy. You know, he muscles the smaller guys, and he outquicks and outmaneuvers the bigger guys. So basically, it's, you know, it's a tough matchup on him, as it has been for his entire career. I mean, he's got great catch radius. You know, he pretty much wherever the defender is, there's somewhere where you can put the ball that he can catch it, that the defender can't get it. You know, and Ryan can do that. He's very accurate. So he's a tough, he's a tough guy to cover. Man, he's still, he does a good job for him.
Bill, what do you see in a guy like Julio Jones, and what
would
the challenges be in preparing
for him? Well, Julio does, I'd say, pretty much everything well. He's a very strong physical receiver with good speed. And, you know, in the running game, he's a very aggressive blocker. He'll come in and crack safeties and block well in the passing game. He can go down the field. He can go up and take the ball away from defenders, even though he's covered. He's got good vertical jump, timing, strong hands, go up and get the ball. Tough guy to press because he's so physical coming off the line of scrimmage. He can run through most corners that are trying to press him. And he's a strong runner after the catch, so they throw him a lot of short passes, under routes, tear screens, things like that. And he's strong to break tackles, and, you know, he could take a 2-yard pass and turn it into a 50-yard run, or he could run a 50-yard go route and go up and catch the ball, you know, either way. So he's a, you know, he's a tough guy to match up against. He's got very good speed, so he can run by the defense, but he's strong and he can run through them too. And he's tough, and he's a hard guy to tackle. And he does everything well.
Tempo on offense and play tempo?
You know, I'd say they haven't done a lot of it this year on film. At least it doesn't appear like they have. And games that we've seen, it doesn't. But we know they have it. We know they can do it. And they, I'd say, they've probably done more of it last year. It's certainly something we have to prepare for. We know they have it. But it hasn't been something that they've, looks like they've emphasized a lot to this point this season. They switch the personnel groups around quite a bit. You know, they use, you know, two backs and one tight end, one back and two tight ends. Sometimes they use an offensive lineman at tight end in addition to their three receiver sets. So seems like they've done more of that this year, but, you know, we know that could change from game to game. And they are very experienced with it, and they have a quarterback that can obviously do it well. So, you know, it's something that we have to be ready for because that's, they've had a lot of success with it in the past. But, I mean, they've had a lot of success moving the ball and scoring points this year, doing what they're doing. So, you know, they're probably going to be pretty successful doing whatever they do because they're just pretty good on offense. Okay.